Hey there. You clearly like to stay ahead of the game,
Yeah.
especially when it comes to museums.
Oh, yeah.
So we're diving deep into the 2024 Maine Archives and Museums Conference
Okay.
this October 4th.
All right.
Get ready for some serious insider intel.
This conference is always just a buzz. You
Yeah.
know, it just draws people from every corner of the museum world.
Right.
And you know what that means, a gold mine of different perspectives and expertise and all of that.
It's like the ultimate brainstorming session for museum and history buffs like
It
us.
is.
Now, the schedule's jam-packed, but we're not going to bore you with like a chronological rundown.
Right.
We thought, why not tailor this deep dive to
For
you?
sure.
So we've
Exactly.
gone through the sessions, we found some really fascinating themes,
Yes.
and one theme that kept popping up that I know is near and dear to your heart is engaging the next generation.
How do we get young people excited about museums and history?
It's a question that every institution is kind of grappling with right now, and this conference is really tackling it head on.
Yeah.
There's a panel discussion specifically on student engagement in archives and museums, and I think you'd really like that one.
Tell me more.
Well, they posed this question in the panel description, and I thought it was really interesting. What makes an institution a site for successful student visits? And they're not just talking about, flashy exhibits or anything like that.
Right.
They're really digging into the nitty-gritty of what makes a visit meaningful, for young people.
Yeah, it's not just about entertainment, right? It's about sparking that curiosity
Exactly.
and hopefully fostering a lifelong love of learning. Precisely. And speaking of seeing those ideas in action, the conference is also featuring presentations of public history projects by UMaine seniors.
Now that sounds like a really cool opportunity to see the future of museum studies,
Absolutely.
in action.
These students have been spending a whole semester, immersed in these projects, collaborating with historical organizations, and really pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Yeah, and you might come away with some fresh ideas for your own work.
Oh, for sure.
It's amazing how much inspiration you can get from your peers and colleagues.
It's true.
But let's shift gears for a second and talk about another theme that's really having a moment right now,
Okay.
digital innovation and access.
Right, because museums are not just about these dusty old artifacts anymore. They are really at the forefront of using technology and, making history more accessible than ever.
Absolutely, and this conference is a testament to that.
It
They've
is.
got sessions on everything from digitizing collections and creating these online catalogs to even grappling with AI,
Yeah.
which is kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah, and they're not shying away from any tough questions either. The roundtable discussion is on digital images and watermarks.
Ooh, that sounds juicy.
Yeah, they're really diving into the heart of intellectual property in the digital age, so
Oh, man.
yeah.
I can't wait to hear more about that one.
Yeah.
But with all this digital talk, let's not forget about good old-fashioned local history deep dives.
Right.
There's something so satisfying about uncovering those hidden gems of the past, especially in a place as historic as Maine. And this conference is serving up some intriguing local history
We are.
sessions.
Yeah. For example, one session explores this relationship between museums and indigenous communities,
Grow.
which I thought was really fascinating. And
Yeah.
it focuses specifically on, indigenous cultural authority and intellectual property and
That's
collections.
a perspective we need to hear more of.
Absolutely. And then there's another session on keeping current with women's history in Bath.
Nice.
Yeah, just a really fantastic example of how local communities are uncovering and celebrating these narratives, that have often been overlooked.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And let's not forget all those practical skills for museum professionals.
Yes.
Because, running a museum or an archive takes a lot more than just, a passion for history.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be a master of many trades. You do. And thankfully, this conference has got us covered.
Yes, it does.
There are sessions on everything from securing capital grants to managing volunteers
Right.
to crafting compelling messages for exhibits and publications.
Oh my gosh. Yes, please give me all the good exhibit label writing tips.
Right. Because we've all seen those labels that leave you scratching your head.
Totally. Like, what am I even looking at?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we get lost in the weeds here, let's zoom out for a moment
Okay.
and talk about the keynote addresses.
Okay.
Now, the speakers are still under wraps.
Ooh, the element of
I
surprise.
know. They always manage to snag some seriously impressive speakers.
The do.
So even though we don't know who they are yet,
Right.
those keynote slots are definitely worth keeping open on your schedule. Mark your calendars now.
Yeah.
The first one's bright and early at 9 a.m.
And be sure not to miss that second keynote address at 1 p.m.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But let's get back to those individual sessions.
Yeah.
Because one thing that really struck me as I was looking at the schedule is how this year's conference seems to be really attuned to the role of museums in sparking social dialogue.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, when you say sparking social dialogue, what kind of sessions come to mind?
Well, there's this really interesting session. It's historical organizations as platforms for contemporary art.
Okay.
And it's presented alongside the teaching resources for the Holocaust presentation.
Interesting.
And I thought that juxtaposition was really fascinating.
Yeah.
It's about how museums engage with the past and the present in these really, you know, challenging and thought-provoking ways.
It's like they're saying museums aren't just about looking back. They're about understanding the present and shaping the future.
Exactly. And it's not just about the big picture either. Like, they're really delving into the practicalities of making those connections happen.
Yeah.
Take the transcribing historic record session, for instance.
Oh, tell me more. That one caught my eye, too.
The University of Maine's Franco-American program is doing some really cool things.
Okay.
With crowdsourcing and technology.
Okay.
They're using Google Suite to transcribe thousands of historical documents, making them searchable and accessible to everyone.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like a digital barn raising.
Exactly.
People from all walks of life coming together to preserve history.
It shows how technology can preserve the past, but also make it more inclusive.
Yeah.
And participatory.
So true. It seems like collaboration is a big theme running through this whole conference.
Absolutely. Speaking of collaboration,
yes,
one session that I was really interested in is that presentation by the Historical Society of Wells and Ogunquit.
Okay.
About expanding collection access.
Yes.
With limited resources.
Now that's music to the ears of anyone working with a tight budget.
Oh, tell me about it. They'll be sharing their approaches to digitization projects, yeah, rethinking exhibit spaces, even like rearranging shelving for better accessibility.
Wow.
All without breaking the bank.
That's amazing.
Right.
That's resourcefulness in action.
It is.
You don't need a massive endowment to make a real impact.
It's about ingenuity and creativity and, you know, just a willingness to try new things.
And let's be honest, sometimes those constraints lead to the most innovative solutions.
Sure. Absolutely. Necessity is the mother of invention, right?
So true. Now, before we get too carried away with all these really fascinating sessions.
Yeah.
Let's talk strategy.
Okay.
We want you to get the most out of your conference experience.
Right.
Do you have any insider tips for navigating the schedule like a pro?
I've got a few tricks up my sleeve.
Okay.
First and foremost, do not miss those keynote addresses.
Okay. So like the main course of the conference feast.
Exactly. And we're working with a preliminary schedule here. So while we have the times, the speakers themselves are still a mystery.
Ooh, intriguing.
Right.
Keeps us on our toes.
Yes.
Okay. So keynote addresses. Check. What other pearls of wisdom do you have for us?
Well, since you were so intrigued by that digital access conversation.
Yes.
Come prepared with questions for that digital images and watermarks roundtable discussion.
Oh, trust me. I'm already jotting down some burning questions as we speak.
Good. It's going to be a lively one with perspectives from archivists, historians, museum directors.
Talk about a brain trust.
I know, right?
I can already tell that session is going to be a highlight. What else?
Well, if you're looking for something a little bit more hands on the raft, will AI rewrite the archive session?
Okay.
Is going to be the one for you.
Yes.
They're encouraging people to bring their laptops or their smartphones.
Oh, wow. Bringing your own tech. That's next level interactive.
It is. They'll be exploring how you can use AI for anything like writing exhibit copy.
Wow.
Preparing grant applications, identifying missing records.
Okay, now that's just cool.
Right.
Although I'm a little intimidated by AI.
It is a brave new world for sure.
Yeah.
But it presents some really exciting possibilities, you know? Will AI fundamentally change how we interact with archives, or will it give us new tools to tell our stories?
Such a good question. And I bet it'll spark some lively debate.
It will. Now, those sessions are definitely ones to look out for. But I love conferences like this because you discover those little hidden gems.
Ooh, yes. Like what? You've got me curious.
There's one session that really piqued my interest, commemorating America 250 in your community.
Yes. The big 250th anniversary coming up.
Yes.
I bet a lot of institutions are thinking about how to commemorate that, especially here in New England.
Yes. And this session is less about fanfare and more about how Maine's really going to grapple with this really complex history.
Right.
They're inviting people to share their own ideas and concerns. I thought that was cool.
That's fantastic. See, this is what I love about the Maine Archives and Museums Conference.
Mm.
It's not just about passively listening to experts.
Right.
It's about being a part of the conversation.
Yeah.
shaping the future of museums and archives.
Exactly. And it's clear that they value those diverse voices and perspectives.
Speaking of diverse voices, as you were talking about that America 250 session, it reminded me of the session on teaching resources for the Holocaust.
Right.
It's so interesting to see these two events separated by centuries,
yeah,
appearing side by side on the schedule. What kind of connection do you see between these two topics?
Well, it's all about how we frame history for future generations, right?
Right.
Both sessions, in their own way, challenge us to think critically about whose stories are being told, how we teach those difficult histories, and how we can learn from the past to create a better future.
Such a good point. And it's like they're saying, yes, we need to remember these historical events, but we also need to examine them.
Yes.
With a critical lens.
Yes.
And consider how they still impact us today.
Exactly. And that's what makes this conference so unique.
Yeah.
It's not just about the latest museum trends. It's about tackling these complex issues, challenging assumptions, and changing how we think about museums.
I love that. So as you prepare for the conference and finalize your schedule.
Yes.
Here's something we really want you to think about.
Okay.
Which session sparks the most curiosity for you, and what questions will you bring to the table?
Yes, and remember, these conferences are about sharing ideas and having engaging conversations. So don't be afraid to ask those tough questions.
Yes.
And share your point of view.
Couldn't agree more. At the end of the day, the best thing you can take away from a conference is new ideas.
Yes.
And a renewed sense of purpose.
Absolutely. And you might even make some connections that turn into collaborations.
That's a win-win.
It is.
Well, folks, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the 2024 Maine Archives and Museums Conference.
It went by so fast.
I know, right?
Yes.
We hope this has left you feeling informed and inspired.
Yes.
And ready to dive into those fascinating conversations this October.
We can't wait to see you there.
See you in October.